Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing challenges faced by women following the government's revelations of statistics showing that 299 neonatal deaths and 54 maternal deaths were recorded in Zimbabwe in January alone. The figures were revealed in Parliament by Deputy Health Minister Sleiman Kwedini last Wednesday. Rights group Amnesty International Zimbabwe released a statement Monday saying it is alarmed by the statistics, adding, quote, "These staggering statistics expose the grim reality of Zimbabwe's maternal health crisis, which demands immediate attention and action." Although the government says it is making efforts in addressing its challenges in the health sector, the rights group also called on authorities to take urgent measures to ensure that all women and newborns have access to timely, affordable, and quality medical care. And now to discuss our topic in detail, we are joined by our guest, a health expert who works as a nurse in Gweru who prefers to remain anonymous. Welcome to the show, to you, our health expert.
Thank you so much.
Yes, as you can see and as you can hear what is happening with the neonatal and maternal deaths, in Zimbabwe. Are you aware of what is happening where you are working? Do you see this happening or hear of this happening?
Yes, I am aware. Though I do not work in a maternity wing, but I do work with women who have their problems, mostly financial challenges to access the medical health during their pregnancies.
Yes, and what advice can you give to women who are expecting to, so that they can minimize the risks of these deaths?
The advice which I can give to women during pregnancy, I advise all women, those who are actually sure that they are actually pregnant, after they confirm the pregnancy, they should go to the clinics so that they can be seen by health personnel for assistance to assess their pregnancy, assess their health, and also assess the well-being of the baby which they are carrying. Because if they don't go to the hospitals to be seen by the doctors and all the medical specialists, no one will know their health status for carrying that baby to term.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala ukuthoyo ungasichasela njalo ngolimi lesishona ukuthi kambe abesifazana kuyini abangakwenza ukuthi behlise izinga lokuthi baswele kumbe bebhubhe bebeletha.
Chakakosha kumadzimai anenge akazvitakura, pavanongoziva chete kuti vabata pamuviri, vanofanira kunonyoresa kuzvipatara nekumakliniks ari pedyo navo kuitira kuti utano hwavo huongororwe, vachiongorora kuti ivo pachavo vane utano hwakanaka here kuzotakura nhumbu yacho kusvika pakuzvarwa kwemwana, vachiongororawo zvezvi zvakaita sana HIV, vana syphilis nezvimwe zveutano zvinodiwa, fanika kuti ropa ravo rakakwana here kuti vanokwanisa kuzotakura mwana kusvika azvarwa.
Yebo ke ungaxwayisa kabesifazana abakhulelweyo kumbe labazakhulelwa ukuthi beqalisele ngapho ukudinga usizo kuze kuyefika ngaphi?
Usizo lwabomama silukhuthaza kakhulu zengakaqali vele ukuthi azithwale, nxa esefuna ukuzithwala akazidolela ukuthi impilakahle yakhe injani. Lapho sibona khona ukuthi usezithwele. Kungazo ukukhonfirma namhlanje ukuthi uzithwele, siyakhuthaza ukuthi base bayebhalisa ezibhedlela ukuze balandelelwe ukuthi baphile kuhle yini, kuhlolwe leminye imikhuhlane engabakhathaza ekuthwaleni kwabo, ekuzithwaleni kwabo. Kasitsho ukuthi kamele linyanga zibe ntathu zibe mbili, sitsho ukuthi angavele abekwazi ukuthi sengizithwele. Ungakhonfirma nge-test, ungakhonfirma ngudokotela, akasavele abhalise ezibhedlela ukwenzela ukuthi agcinakale kahle impilo yakhe lempilo yomntwana nokuhlolwa isimo sakhe sezempilakahle.
Ye, kodwa singathi imbadalo yezibhedlela ingabe ibasinda yini abantu laphana kubhaliswa khona? Kumbe lina liyakubona yini lani njengabasebenza ezibhedlela ukuthi abantu bayenelisa yini ukubhadala laphana ewindini bengene belatshwe? Kumbe abaningi bagcina bengakhangelwanga ngoba bengenelisi ukuthi bebhadale indleko zabo.
Imbadalo ziyasinda abantu kakhulu, izibhedlela ziyadula, zonke nje zingabe zingezikahulumende ikakhulu njani lezi ezizimeleyo. Imali kayikho ebantwini, ikakhulu laba abahlala ezindaweni ezikhatshana lezibhedlela. Imali yokugada ukuthi ayifika khona nje vele esibhedlela imali ephezulu kakhulu. Nemali yokuthi afike esibhedlela ibhalise abe umuntu ozabe ehlolwa ngaso sonke isikhathi, konke lokho kusinda umama ukuthi babhalise ngesikhathi.
Yebo-ke, uhlale khonapho ecingweni, sizabuya kuwe njalo. Yebo-ke, lapha kwabasanda ukusixhuma sicubungula udaba kulandela umbiko osanda ukwethulwa nguhulumende othi inani labantwana ababhubha besanda ukubelethwa kanye labesifazana abafa bebeletha liyakhuphuka. Umsekeli kamphathintambo wezempilakahle umnumzana Sulaiman Khwidini watshela inkundla ephalamende ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi kubhubhe abantwana abangamakhulu phose amathathu i-299 besanda ukubelethwa, okwaziwa ngokuthi neonatal deaths le ngesiNgisi esikhuluma ngakho. Njalo omama abangamachumi amahlanu lane 54 labo babhubha ngesikhathi bebeletha. Leyo-ke yiyo i-maternal deaths. Njalo khonapha sikhuluma ngenyanga kaZibandlela kuphela kuwona lo umnyaka. Siyabona njalo ukuthi inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Amnesty International ithi amanani la aveza sobala ukuthi inhlelo zempilakahle eziqondane labesifazane abakhulelweyo kanye lensana aziqhutshwa kuhle. Njalo ithi uhulumende kumele athathe amanyathelo aphuthumayo alungisise konke okusilelayo ezibhedlela ngendlela yokwenqabela lokhu. Manje umumo ubikwa kungamanga kuhle ezibhedlela zelizwe ngenxa yokusilela kwemithi yokwelapha, imitshina kanye labodokotela. Okungumbuzo-ke esizawubuza ingcwethi yethu, back to our health expert, how is the situation in hospitals and clinics in terms of medical equipment and staff in general?
The situation in our hospitals is it's really dire. Most of our equipment is quite old and obsolete. It's no longer working. So you find that it's very difficult for a woman when they have problems for them to be attended on time because of shortage of personnel, shortage of equipment, shortage of money to buy some medical centers which are actually needed for women's health. So it's quite difficult.
Yebo-ke, nxa sesikhangela amaphilisi-ke, bawathola amaphilisi abantu?
Amakliniki akhona, kodwa kulezinye iindawo ezilokhu zisasilela amakliniki, othola abantu behamba ama-10-15 kilometers njengasemaphandeni, kungela kliniki yokuthi bangathola ukuthi bayebelethela khona. Ingaba khona ekliniki eduzane maybe uzathola ukuthi i-staff esikhona silutshwane kakhulu ukuthi sidile nezakhamizi eziduzane kuleyo ndawo.
Yebo-ke, kodwa kwenziwani nxa kunje? Ngingathi singafiki kulokho, liyake libone yini abesifazana abangani abalandeli imithetho yesibhedlela, kumbe lokho belandela okwesintu, kumbe bengabuya esibhedlela ukuzohlolwa kuseselesikhathi?
abafazane abangalandeliyo bakhona kodwa ayinani labo seliphansi kakhulu abangalandeliyo lokho besesekhona abezokholo labakholwayo isintu basesekhona kancane
ye bona libaxwayisa lithini ngoba abanye lokho bekholwa ukuthi bengabelethiswa ezindlini ngabantu ababelethisayo
ye abongikazi abeze community lokho besaphuma sibili phandle ke siyafundisa abantu phandle ukuthi hayi ukubelethela ekhaya kuba yingozi babachazele nje zonke iingozi zangkhona siyabachazela siyabafundisa kodwa umuntu ukuthi aguquke kuthatha isikhathi lokubona ukuthi kuyini okubi lokuhle
yebo ke siyabonga ume khonapho ke ecingweni sizaphenduka siye kuwe before we go to our caller we see lombiko lapha esithole ku Facebook abalaleli bethu we're reading the comments where our callers have just sent us messages uJustice Gacha uthi uhulumeni ngabe uyathenga imithi ezibhedlela njalo eqhathe omongikazi ngeziqu zabo hayi ngobuhlobo ukuze kuvikelwe ukubhubha kwabomama abazithweleyo siyawubonga lo mbiko abanye ke abafana lo Lucy lo Lili babhalile nje bathi hayi kunzima hayi engathi bathi hayi akukho abangakwenza ngalolu daba yebo ngoba bebona ngomangalisa lokho our caller there is saying that the government should buy enough medication so that people can be able to access them at hospitals and also hire many medical experts to handle the patients because we hear that there's a brain drain of health experts who are trained who go to other countries coming to our health expert what can you say about the staffing in your clinics and hospitals are there enough medical personnel or is true that most of them are flocking to other countries in search of greener pastures
Yes, that's very true. The staff is not enough. The staff is trained in large numbers. And then you find that when employment time comes, only a few are employed. And then those who are experienced, they are actually flocking out of the system, going in greener pastures. So we still have the shortage of staff because of that.
Okay, yes. Before we take our short break, can you also explain to us how the ngingathi sikufake ngolimi lesishona ukuthi kunjani khona ngapho batholakala yini abasebenzayo esingathi ngama medical personnel kumbe bonke sebahamba njalo imithi lempahla zokusebenzisa khona kuyatholakala ngesishona
zviri kuitika muzvipatara ndezvekuti vakoti vari kuita vashoma vana chiremba vari kuitawo vashoma vakoti vanenge vadzidzira basa vagara nebasa vari kuenda kunyika dzimwe dziri kure avo vari kudzidziswawo vari kungosvika vachingoshanda pasina expertise yevavo vanga vagara varipo pabasa uyezve mishini yacho imwe yasakara imwe haichatoshanda zvakanaka mishini yedu inoshanda muzvipatara ishoma maambulensi anotakura ivavo vakazvitakura mashomawo zvekare saka vanononoka kusvika kuzvipatara
yebo ke siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe now let's take a short break we'll be back soon
in times of change When the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories. that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, let's take a look at what is happening in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump this week finalized his plans to impose 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% on China, bringing that country's total to 20%. To see how this is affecting some small businesses, VOA Senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presutti visited a family in whiskey business nestled in the hills of Virginia.
It's mashing day at Catoctin Creek Distilling Company. The bubbling rye lent an aroma of baked bread.
Rye was the original. It was really where it started.
Becky and Scott Harris distill rye whiskey. Rye spirits were aged in Virginia more than 100 years before the country's first tariffs. Foreign tariffs, sealed into law by the nation's first president, George Washington. Now, tariffs under the country's current president.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
Are upsetting this company's attempts to sell its rye whiskey abroad.
This makes exports a much harder lift, right? Because anybody buying my products then has to pay that tariff. And that's something that they won't do.
Not only is distribution in Mexico and Canada impacted, but also raw materials like these glass bottles, even though they are made in America. Big producers typically buy Mexican and Chinese glass, but after the U.S. presidential election, they switched to the American company.
We may actually run out of American glass in the next 2 months and have to order some imported glass at a higher price in order to keep product flowing.
The Harris's planned expansion to Mexico and Canada is crushed, with Canadian shop owners now removing their rye whiskey and other American-made liquor from store shelves.
We were in process of getting an order from France, and the French distributor told us that, no, it's just not a good time now for American products to go over there.
President Donald Trump says imposing tariffs will motivate world leaders to stop the flow of illegal immigrants and drugs.
But we need Mexico and Canada to do much more than they've done, and they have to stop the fentanyl and drugs pouring into the USA. They're going to stop it.
The president's supporters understand tariffs.
But the tariffs, I think, are necessary for leverage, okay? And to make things fair when it comes to us purchasing things from other countries purchasing things from us.
The stock market disagreed, tumbling two straight days on Wall Street.
The hope has to be that the stock market's decline will cause the administration to dial back on this trade policy, because a trade war is really a lose-lose proposition.
But until then, Loftman says the cycle of tariffs and retaliatory tariffs will continue over and over again. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Purcellville, Virginia.
Thank you, Carolyn. And we would like to say thank you to our health expert who was with us all this time. Yes, you are free to go now. Let us cross over to Washington, D.C., where VOA reporter Taboka Ncube is covering the 10th Powering Africa Summit, which began today here in Washington, D.C., where government officials, investors, and energy leaders are exploring opportunities for strengthening U.S.-Africa energy collaboration, financing energy projects, advancing renewable solutions, and modernizing power infrastructure. Welcome to the show, Taboka.
Thank you, Tandegira, for having me.
Yes, what has happened so far in the summit, and if you can just give us an update of what was happening today.
So this morning we heard from different representatives of the U.S. government. It was representatives from the Department of State speaking really on the partnership that's there between the U.S. and Africa when it comes to the energy sector, where they were emphasizing on that there has been a lot of investment in the energy sector in Africa, with about $3 billion being invested. And they also highlighted that since 2023, the U.S. has increased its exports of oil and other forms of energy to Africa by billions. And we also heard from the Department of Energy, where there was a representative, Mr. Joshua Volz, who spoke really previewing the U.S. Secretary of Energy's speech, which is expected tomorrow, where he is going to be the guest of honor at the event tomorrow, which is a two-day event. And he spoke of a number of things, which include a partnership, where he spoke about moving from giving aid to investment, where he also spoke about this partnership, partnerships are placing people at the center of everything. He also spoke about profit, where he was saying these partnerships have to be profitable at the end of the day, so that there is sustainability and also the protection of critical energy resources of the partnerships and also human capital. They all emphasized on the issue that energy partnership remains a major priority for the administration, which is something that they are saying the new administration is going to really prioritize this. And we also heard from public-private partnerships from some people who are in the private sector who are working together with different governments to power Africa.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And are there any participants from Zimbabwe? And did any of the officials from Africa take to the podium?
Yes, there are a number of people who are coming from Zimbabwe. We have Zimbabwe being represented by two ministers, the finance minister, Thuli Ngube, and also the energy minister, July Moyo. They are expected to be speaking this afternoon in a session that will be starting in a few minutes' time, where they will give their speech. Their speeches, we've also tried to speak to them, and they have promised that they will speak to us after the afternoon session. So we are looking forward to hearing their view, a reaction to how these partnerships are going to be structured going forward. Of course, with the U.S. emphasizing that there is still a lot that is going to be achieved through these partnerships. So we'll hear from them a reaction on that. And we'll also have the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority CEO, Mr. Eddington Mazambani, and also the Zambezi Authority CEO, Mnyaradzi Mnodawafa, among other Zimbabweans that we have seen at this event. Some of them were expected to be speaking in some breakaway sessions, which are expected to happen tomorrow after the main session, which is going to be where we will see the minister, the U.S. Secretary of Energy, Chris Wright, speaking.
Yebo ke ungasichasisela nje singathi isifinqo ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho njalo abeZimbabwe abakhona ngobani kuzahamba njani bazakhuluma nini lamhla kwenzakaleni.
Yes, namhlanje bekukhuluma iziphathamandla ezivela endaweni ezithiyeneyo eziningi ezikhulumileyo ngezikarhulumente walapha eMelika, kube njalo leziphathamandla ezamankampani asebenza ezimele aphehla ke amandla kagetsi, kwaba njalo labanye abakhulumileyo abavela e-IMF bekhuluma ke udaba olukhululungo lokuthi kungenziwa njani ukuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika athole amandla akagetsi. Okuphume kakhulu kulumhlangano ngokokuthi sekule ndingo yokuthi kuguqulwe ke indlela okusetshenzwa ngayo, ukuthi kulokuthi kube kuphiwa abantu uncedo, sekule ndingo yokuthi kuqalise ke ukuthi kube lokusebenzela ndawonye phakathi kwaba le mali nalabo ababe bedinga lokuthi baphehle amagets ukwenzela ukuthi bonke bathole inzuzo kuzivumelano zenelezo ukwenzela ukuthi kube izivumelano ezenelisa ukuthi ziqhubeke zisiya phambili kwizinhlelo ezizaphathisa-ke ukuthi uZulu athole amagets njalo izivumelwano lezi zingabi izivumelwano ezizakuba zinzimela oyedwa okhupha imali kodwa okhupha imali ebekwazi ukuthi yesikwelede esizaphenduka okuyinto-ke ezakwenza ukuthi izivumelwano lezi zenelise ukusebenza kuhle njalo kube nokugqugquzela okukhulu ukuthi inhlelo zonke lezi kufanele kube zinhlelo ezikhangela kakhulu uZulu eziphathisa uZulu. Phelele ukuthi umhlangano lo uqhubekeke kusasa lapho esiphelele ukuthi umhlonitshwa omkhulu ozakhuluma ngumphathi ntambo wezamandla kagesi lapha eMelika umnumzana Chris Wright.
Yebo, siyabonga ke Taboka, ungasifinqela njalo ngolimi lwesishona ukuthi ngoba nabeZimbabwe abakhona kulowo mhlangano kwenzakalani njalo kuyini esingawukhangelela kusasa kukanti lamhla kwenzakaleni ngesishona.
Ye, namhlanje nasi kubhama kuseni pane vakuru vakasiyana-siyana vanga vachitura mashoko avo pamusangano wePowering Africa Summit vari vakuru vanga vachibva kumaministra akasiyana emuno muamerica paine vabva mubazi rinoona nezvekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika vanga vachitaurawo nezvekuti kushandira pamwe chete kweAfrica neAmerica panyaya dzezvemagetsi kuri kuenderera mberi uyezve pane ataura achibva kubazi rinoona nezvemagetsi angachitaurawo achiti ndezvipi achitaura nezvaakatarisira kunge zvichitaurwa negurukota rinoona nezvemagetsi muno muamerica vachris Wright vachataurawo mangwana angachitaura achitarisa nyaya dzekuti kunoda kuti pange pachishandurwa nzira yekushandira pamwe chete pakati peAfrica neAmerica panyaya dzezvemagetsi kuti pamiswe nyaya yekuti vanhu vanongopiwa rubatsiro asi kana paine mari dziri kubuditswa dzinge dziri mari dzinenge dziri zvikwerete pachishiva nekushandira pamwe chete kuitira kuti mari idzi dzigone kubatsiridza vamwewo zvekare asi pasangorambi paine dambudziko rekuti pari kungobuda mari chete asi vanga vachitaura vakamirira hurumende vati America yakazvipira kuti inge ichienderera mberi ichishandira pamwe chete neAfrica panyaya dzemagetsi idzi vakataura zvekare kuti pava nekuwedzerwa kwezvinhu zvakatengeserwa kuAfrica zvinova zvinhu zvinosanganisira mafuta nezvimwe zvinoshandiswa pakuwanikwa kwamagetsi vachiti izvi zvakawedzera kubva makore ra2023 uyezve vachiti pakatangwa mabhizimusi akawanda ano mubazi rezvekugadzirwa kwemagetsi muAfrica kwakashandisa mari dzinopfuura 3 billion kuti pange pachiitwa zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvekubatsiridza kuti Africa iwane magetsi.
Yes, and you talked of profits. Was it clear how these profits can be realized, especially for Africa? As many of the analysts say, in such partnerships, Africa usually loses, especially its minerals.
Now, when you are looking at the issue of profitability, it's an issue of, they are saying that those who have the money at the end of the day put in their money, and also these countries who are receiving also have a situation where they have something that they did not have. Like if you look for Zimbabwe, at Zimbabwe, for instance, is the resources to have electricity are there, but we have there's a serious crisis of electricity. We've spoke to the Zimbabwe River Authority CEO who are saying they are.
Thank you so much, Taboka Ncube, for that detailed report. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.